In this morning's Newsmaker, we explore why recent federal action has received laudatory comment from Missouri corn producers. It comes after corrective action was taken, promising demand for ethanol would increase in keeping with the renewable fuel standard. Demand for ethanol is currently mandated by the Energy Policy Act, which includes the Renewable Fuel Standard program to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and reduce a reliance on foreign oil. The current federal administration took several actions rescinding and deregulating within the EPA and also allowed waivers to small oil refineries that might face financial hardship due to forced production of renewable fuels such as ethanol. KMZU spoke with Samantha Davis, Public Policy Director for Missouri Corn Growers Association.
That policy was put in place when the RFS was passed, kind of as a bridge to help those refineries get into compliance with the RFS, or for refineries that are small enough, maybe don't produce a product for the fuel system. It was never intended to be on the scale that it's been used in the past several years.
A congressional study indicates the standard minimum for renewable fuels has not been met since 2014, falling well below the target. Total RFS began with 4 billion gallons in 2006 and will eventually be 36 billion by 2022. Part of that is conventional ethanol, which is supposed to comprise 15 billion gallons. Several billion were waived by the administration.
We've seen 85 small refinery waivers be granted by EPA since early 2018 for the required years of blending for 2016, 17, 18, and then we had 31 in 2019. This is a significant amount of ethanol that's basically being excused from the fuel supply, saying that it doesn't need to be blended, and so refineries aren't blending it. This obviously impacts ethanol demand, which affects corn demand, and so it's a huge issue for us.
Davis says the administration should eventually recover back the number of gallons waived.
There were 4 billion ethanol equivalent gallons that had been waived over that time. That's a lot of gallons. But there are legal arguments about whether they can go back in time and reallocate those. We obviously think they should. That was demand that they took away from corn producers. What they're going to look at doing to address these waivers is create a process for the 2020 renewable volume obligation where a three-year rolling average will be computed, and that amount will essentially be tacked on next year's RVO for 2020 to try and even out those waivers that were granted.
Davis indicated the laxity in adhering to RFS standards could not have come at a worse time for farmers.
It's definitely been a wild ride over the past couple of years with the weather issues that we've had, including flooding, and then it's easy to forget that we had drought just last summer, and so that impacts yields and markets as well.
Along with the recent negotiations regarding the RFS standards, there is reason for farmers to be hopeful about the future.
Hopefully we're moving in the right direction with getting USMCA across the finish line. Mexico is the number one market for corn exports, but then also Japan is the number two market for corn exports. And so we were excited to see that that Japan trade deal is coming together. China is a significant market and potential market for growth for American ethanol exports. So we want to make sure that door stays open to export ethanol to China.
Go to our website, KMZU.com, for excerpts. Listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m. for the Daily Newsmaker segment. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.